From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Haiti, the window is closing to find victims in the rubble alive. 3 days after the earthquake, international search and rescue teams are working with heavy equipment and search dogs, while Haitians dig with their hands in hopes of finding survivors. Meanwhile, Haitian government workers are burying thousands of dead in mass graves.
We'll be hearing about different aspects of the disaster in Haiti throughout this program. First this hour, one effort to find survivors. The Hotel Montana used to be one of the nicest places to stay in the capital, Port-au-Prince. It is now flattened. NPR's Jason Beaubien was there overnight and this morning as elite rescue teams from France, Spain, and the U.S. pulled seven people out of the hotel.
Clear home!
Completely clear. Everybody home.
More than 2.5 days after the quake struck, members of a search and rescue team from Fairfax County, Virginia, carried American Dan Woolley out of the wreckage of the Montana Hotel. Earlier in the morning, they'd plucked Haitian Lucien Mondessier from the massive pile of concrete. Woolley and Mondessier were trapped side by side in adjacent elevator cars. In the darkness, they talked and encouraged each other until the rescue teams arrived. When Woolley emerged, Mondessier, in his dust-covered bellhop uniform, was standing outside to greet him. And for the first time, they could see each other.
Hey, get your address to someone for me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, I want to talk with you. It's so good to meet you.
Woolley and Mondessier were deep in the wreckage at the bottom of two elevator shafts that had flipped on their sides. Mondessier said the darkness was terrifying and he'd started to hallucinate. He said he and Woolley encouraged each other throughout the ordeal. Woolley, who'd injured his leg, was whisked away to a clinic. Mondessier was walking around, posing for photos with the rescue workers and talking to the press. He said he and Woolley always believed that they'd be saved. The rescue crews worked throughout the night to try to reach at least 8 people believed to be alive in the remains of the hotel.
My name is Reinhard Riedel, and I'm married to Nadine Cardozo Riedel, the co-owner of Montana.
His wife, Nadine, he said, was one of the ones trapped. Riedel stood in front of a huge jutting slab of concrete that used to be the hotel roof, and he was waiting.
My wife's still alive. It was very uncertain this morning. And yesterday, all day long, they didn't know where she is, actually. So right now, I feel relieved, and everything else is secondary.
The search and rescue crews had to prop up parts of the wreckage to reach the pockets where people were still alive. Under Klieg lights, the team members burrowed in and out of the pile of concrete chunks. Sam Gray, who's a firefighter from Fairfax County, Virginia, was one of them.
It's quite a shock to go in through the dark and actually see somebody's hand poke out all of a sudden, which is normally the first thing you see. That's always a strange sight to see.
Gray says they'd been working for 3 days straight, and his team managed to pull 3 people out alive. But he says it's hard to savor these victories because there's so much destruction and death around them, even inside the wreckage.
There'd be bodies right next to the people that are alive, right next to, laying on top of, and you'll have one alive, one not alive. And, of course, that has a pretty big impact.
All across the Haitian capital, buildings have collapsed, some completely, others partially. Search and rescue crews are trying to extract a group of people from inside a supermarket. After the quake, they'd made calls from their cell phones for help. With so many buildings collapsed and so many people missing, it's possible that thousands survived the quake but are trapped somewhere in the debris. Today, Reinhard Riedel gave up his vigil for his wife. He'd gotten word that despite his initial optimism, she'd apparently died in the collapse, and her body was still inside the hotel.
We might as well take 3-4 days to take out, because we have to take all the rubble away.
He's worried now that his wife might get dumped somewhere in a mass grave. Riedel has joined the thousands and thousands of Haitians in mourning for the loss of their loved ones. He was walking back to the hotel to try to make sure his wife's body is properly taken care of. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.